This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Haffel. A photographer Denver police injured during the George Floyd protests will get more than $430,000 under a new settlement. Ambrose Cruz's attorney says police followed Cruz into a parking garage near the state capitol and shot him with pepper balls. Cruz suffered injuries to his eyes and face. He was one of 300 people arrested for violating a curfew the city imposed during the protest. Prosecutors later dropped those charges, and the city paid out nearly $5 million in a class action settlement over the arrests. Updated vaccines are set to be available in Colorado soon. The Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says it's safe to receive COVID-19 and flu vaccines during the same visit. Data continues to show vaccines protect against severe outcomes of COVID-19 and flu, including hospitalization and death, according to the agency. Dr. Rachel Herlihy is the state epidemiologist.
I would say that probably 2 to 3 weeks is a good bet for timing for when the COVID vaccine should start arriving in the state.
During the last flu season, nearly 45,000 people in the country are estimated to have died from flu complications. A body was pulled from Rampart Reservoir west of Colorado Springs early Sunday morning. The search came after witnesses reported seeing a paddleboarder fall into the water and disappear. A dog that was also on the paddleboard remained in place until eventually swimming to shore. Rangers from Denver, Steamboat Springs, and Walsenburg conducted a grid search and recovered a body around 2 a.m. And a small brush fire in Roxborough has been contained. The fire in the southwest Denver metro area was near Chatfield State Park. This is CPR News at 7:06.